Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Thank you for calling Kinky and the Geek. Press 1 for anal. Press 2 for oral. Press 3 for your schoolgirl fantasies. Press 4 for online domination.
Online domination just doesn't seem like it works.
Online, damn it, it would be fun.
Playing video games.
I was feeling all clever about myself.
Well, no, I'm just thinking you could... You know, you can't really dominate someone because they could be saying, you know, basically telling you everything you want.
No, but guys will eat enough of that. Yes, mistress. They want it because they're calling because they want it.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Kinky and the Geek.
I'm the geek. Hi, Bill.
Hey, this is Kinky Flesh Vine, and we have a special guest today.
Hello.
Hello, it's Austin Chi. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
You're one of our favorite people ever.
Oh, yes.
You come up with all the best comments and emails and questions. And
you guys, yeah.
You totally keep us and several other podcasts on our shows. And we appreciate it because you're keeping us sharp.
Yeah.
So that is always appreciated. How's everything going?
It is going the opposite of whatever's happening over there, actually.
So, yeah, you're in the future, no spoilers.
Yeah. No spoilers. Well, technically you guys are still in the future because everything is made over there. So ship it to the future, which is pretty awesome. So
yeah.
What is it like standing upside down like that and having your feet like sucked onto the planet instead of like just sitting on it?
It
is
works,
that weird?
Yeah. It takes a while to get used to.
Well, you should know. You've been to me. Yeah. How long did it take you to get used to being the upside down?
I don't know. I'm still kind of reeling. and the whole toilet's flushing the other way.
Yeah.
Blew my mind. Was
that what you did the entire first day, just watching the toilet flush?
You know, actually, I don't think we even looked. I think it was proven that was a myth.
Yeah, it is. From what I've heard, it's a myth.
Yeah.
You didn't actually do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we have somebody who could help us. You decide for sure if that's
exactly.
True.
Exactly. I have a toilet somewhere.
It's somewhere.
Right, we do
somewhere.
Too. Okay, we'll talk about that later.
That's when we get really bored.
I think we have actual interesting things to talk about.
Okay.
Which is World Cup soccer.
No, of course. Oh,
wonderful.
Oh, okay. Not that I'm really following. Yeah. Well, the only thing I've been keeping up with is the horn controversy.
Have you been watching all the Michael J. Nelson tweets?
No, I don't follow him, but you've been telling me about it, but yeah.
Do you follow him?
I don't follow him, but I know, like, what's been going on about him by other people retweeting stuff of his.
Me, mostly, I think. Yeah, I retweet, like, a third of what he says, because he's hilarious.
What I've loved is I've actually had, Adult Swim Sunday night was actually when they would show their promos. It would be tonight on the Boondocks, and they start showing it, but they'd be having the Boomba horns over it so you could hear what was going on. And then they started doing that on Attack of the Show on G4 when they actually had it playing over.
Sweet.
Nice.
Oh.
Okay.
Which is just, that's gotta be annoying.
So, okay, here is my plan for tonight.
Yep.
I will send to you a link to a particular porn site.
Okay.
And wait your reactions.
And we will download it together.
No. Yes, and we will enjoy. And no slapping noises, no grunting. And that's, I'm looking at Bill, too.
Hey,
yeah, sure.
Considering what you two are going to be throwing
the belt.
It's going to be more like retching, kvetching. Oh my god, I need eye bleach.
Yes.
Although yeah. I did
clean fight during, I mean
during the last outage of FetLife,
uh-huh.
You notice how they put up the YouTube videos,
uh-huh.
Where they've been putting up some of the trailers for some of the porn parodies.
Yeah,
and they actually make a Big Bang Theory porn.
Wow.
Honey, we need to get you on FetLife.
Oh.
If you're not ready, you may not want to reveal who you are.
I don't think I am. No. I used to have a whole bunch of them until I realized that there were more interesting stuff to do, like play games.
I like online games. I understand the words, but the way you're stringing them together, I just don't understand.
There's a whole bunch of them. There's like, there's Australian version of FetLife, which I think, yeah, I was once part of, and like OkCupid and a bunch of those, but like all the Australian versions of those, that was pretty interesting.
I can imagine, because there are actually quite a few Australians on FetLife, on you know, ours. And there's some interesting people. There's this one lady that I just love to follow because she comes up with some crazy shit. she's great, and she's kind of wild too. She's like 60 and has these beautiful long dreadlocks, and she's more punk rock than I could hope to be. You know, and she's kind of amazing.
Is it? I guess. I mean, like, it's pretty big there, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like one of those worldwide websites.
I
know there are some. I've come across people from the UK.
We'll send you, it was just FetLife.com.
Yeah.
I was like, we'll send you a link because it's so complicated.
Yeah. Because it is so hard to remember FetLife.com. Yes.
Right. .com.
It's that.com.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know the website. I can't remember.
If it doesn't have William Shatner on it, I don't remember it.
Okay, I'm sending to you the first site.
Okay.
And this one is actually from my darling boyfriend. This is from, actually, when we first met, this is how I knew that I could deal with him.
Uh-huh.
Because I found this fucking weird website.
Is it Japanese or American? Movie.
Sorry?
Is it Japanese or American? I'm just trying to guess before, I mean preemptively guess before you send it to me.
I think most of mine are American, actually.
Okay. Oh, that's weird.
What the hell?
Do they involve food?
Yes. Okay. And I think we should watch one of the videos together.
Okay.
How about Jackie Joy? Because she's right there.
The names. Oh, that's gold.
Right? Yeah, and this was again from my dear sweet innocent boyfriend. I don't know why he keeps trying to portray, you know, hey, I'm so innocent and everything, because he's a liar.
We all wear masks.
Exactly. Okay, I'm going to start it. Are you ready?
Where is it?
It's the one where you scroll down and you see her shoes. The little play button is really small.
Wait, well, have you sent me the link?
Oh yeah, I sent it in Skype.
Hmm. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
I sent it to Joe.
Ah, yes.
I was chatting with him earlier. He already knows.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he wants another dose of that website, however wonderful it is.
It's funny, he typed back hot, and I'm like, okay.
Jesus.
We totally know what we're doing here.
Yeah.
We're just totally wrestling
with professionals.
Our techie knowledge.
That's why I'm sitting over here.
Yes.
I just bought the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen this before, but it is. Yeah.
It's unique, I would say.
Do they ship overseas? Is it one of those?
Is it what?
I thought they have like one of those order now buttons where they would ship overseas. I'm guessing
really?
It's just.
They ship the smoothie?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Okay, because that would be gross.
Yeah.
Okay, to be fair, it's gross to start with.
I've seen people ask for worse things on the internet.
Yeah, like the used panties thing. I'm like,
I've never gotten that.
I haven't either, but damn if I wouldn't sell some. If I could.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
See? Those are fine. When it starts to go like toenails and fingernail clippings, those, then you know.
Then you know that they're a voodoo practitioner
the
and they're building a doll.
Yeah.
That's when you have to be careful.
Yes.
Okay, do you see that video I'm talking about?
Hold on.
Okay.
Might take a while because my internet is super slow.
Okay, no worries.
So.
Just let us know. It's the first one. It's Jackie Joy.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, in the meanwhile, You might want to check out. Do I still have it? Hold on. Let me see if it's still there.
Okay.
Oh, well, speaking of innocent, we found out that one of Alicia's favorite porn stars is doing the dance circuit right now. And it's coming to Atlanta at the beginning of the month. She's full-blooded Vietnamese, but born in Paris. Her parents were both living in Paris. Uh-huh. She goes by the name of Katsumi.
Okay.
So it's this like gorgeous Vietnamese woman with a heavy French accent. So we saw her, and she showed up on The Regular Guys last time she came through town. Because they always interview they always have the women the porn stars.
Star that happens to be in town.
Yeah, we're doing the whole dancing circuit. Yeah, she's coming beginning of July. I have a feeling we might be making a trek down to the pony so we can see her.
Nice. Oh, hell yeah.
Do they go in, is that like a group thing? Would they have several, like, performers go around the country?
Basically, it's there are several of the clubs around the country do what they call feature acts, and it's usually some form of either porn star or like penthouse model or something like that, and they'll do like a 3 or 4 day engagement, and they just kind of move on to the next bit, wherever they're going next, and then they'll have them come in,
and then they're, I guess, backed up with all the regular dancers.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll do like a I think it's like 6, 10, and midnight type thing, you know, where they have like 3 showings, or they do an actual, but the rest of the time is just the regular dancers doing their thing.
Interesting. Should be nice. Do they film stuff as well, or is it just meet the fans?
It's just kind of a meet the fan. It's just kind of they do their dance. They do like a 3-song set where they strip on stage, and then you can go get autographs and pictures and stuff like that afterwards.
Okay. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
Because I got to meet Nina Hartley that way. She did a signing at the Love Shack. And you could either get, it was like $20 for 3 Polaroids. You could buy one of her movies and she'd sign that.
Nice.
Yeah, we were doing some pole dancing in Second Life the other night. When I say we, I mean both of us.
Yeah.
It was hot.
I'm sure it was. Pixelated point.
Yeah.
I take what I can get.
Where you can actually have actual tentacles and not use animatronic tentacles.
Yes, there's actually, I found a tentacle monster. But the problem is, I don't want to talk to anyone else there. I just want to go and hang out with Phantom and, you know, get it on and, you know, chat and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the place was packed. Like, everybody wanted to play with the tentacle monster. I'm like, fuck. So, no tentacles
for me. Well, of course. I mean, what did you expect?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, well.
And there's a place where you can sit on a bottle, though.
Yep.
That's a big bottle. That's hot. I did that. Second Life. Facebook perverts.
All I was able to do in Second Life is get lost.
Oh, nice.
I was like, it was like a Big Sur-looking place. Mm-hmm. Nothing around me. Just walking down the middle of the road.
You can search for, you know, tentacles.
I had no idea what I'm doing. I went on there because someone I used to talk to online
talked you into it.
Yeah, that was one of the few places she'd actually interact with anybody anymore.
Yeah, Phantom found out that he could have a TARDIS.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Does it work like an actual TARDIS where if you go inside it?
Yeah.
You can
and you can transport anywhere inside the TARDIS.
Unless it's got Amy in the TARDIS too. That's
in which case you stay there.
Like, wouldn't go anywhere. I just
hang out.
Hang out.
Spend some quality time.
Yes. Anyway, this website is probably gonna take forever, so I'm gonna probably send you guys my link.
Okay. Cool.
If you don't mind.
Sure.
If you listen to the Snidecast, it's probably one of the stuff they discussed in the beginning.
Okay.
That is the website, and it has videos as well.
This sounds familiar. What do I notice? Yay! I want to see the adult content.
And it is, how you say, it has gotten better, like, production-wise, throughout the years, because it started, like, 5 years ago or something.
Okay.
And it has just gotten better and better. Like the renders, the animation and everything has gotten better and better. So at the beginning, sweet, you'll see like all pixelated or like crudely animated, crudely rigged characters, but now it's gotten better.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
I wonder if Kiara knows about this.
Yeah, this is www.tarinfox.com, and that's spelled TaurinFox.com. And it's sponsored by Furtopia, which one of our listeners, DS, who is into fur,
right,
sent me there when I was kind of like questing.
Okay. Yeah, I have a feeling Kiara may know about this already, because she's a furry.
Oh, very good. Oh.
There's,
yeah. Animation's horseplay. Horses aren't necessarily my thing, just because of all the, creepy-ass horse porn out there.
Well, technically still anthropomorphic.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But it's just the quality is amazing.
Oh, wow, it is.
Yeah.
And right now I'm watching a male, obviously male, horse sucking off a horse-shaped dildo.
Okay.
it's the first one I came to.
Yeah. I think the Snidecast covered one of the water tentacle ones.
Uh-huh.
But I think that might have not... I don't think it's still there anymore.
Due to, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And this is the part where Bill's going to want to stop watching.
Yeah.
Where the boy horse is sitting down on the horse dildo.
Yeah,
he doesn't...
I'm going to spend so much time here later.
Possibly. Yeah, I could see this being your thing.
Yeah. Yay!
Fast forward to the money shot.
You know, actually I just paused it so as not to... Okay. I want to try not to alarm Bill too much.
Okay.
But I can only do so much.
I don't know.
So, Tarn and the Yiffing Machine.
Yeah.
Oh, with music. Hey, looky there. Oh. This is my new favorite thing ever. Okay, you win at porn.
Yeah.
We haven't even gotten through the show and you win.
Oh, no. Take like a 15-minute break, quote unquote.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay, I'm not going to watch anything through.
It might get embarrassing. I think she told us not to do any slapping or anything like that, but I think we're about to hear the snowblower kick in.
You can, like, use a silencer.
Yeah, just feeling a bit urgent lately. I don't know, maybe. Yeah, actually, and I figured out the last podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was basically me whining.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. About not getting laid. I was like, wow, did I really whine that much?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I really did.
Mountain sex.
Come off that. Didn't seem that way to me. The last one.
Well, this one hasn't gone up because we reached our limit on Podbean.
I thought you meant the horror one.
No, this is the one that was supposed to go up today, but didn't. So
yeah,
we're going to be like...
We're over our limit on Podbean, so we got to wait until it resets itself.
So everything's probably going up on July 1st. So,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, you win. Excellent.
No one wins.
And
it's like one of those mass dating competitions. No one really wins.
I think everybody wins. When you're talking about porn, we all win.
Yes.
And
yeah,
I'll put that furry and yiff folder of my bookmarks. Because there is one. I'm just saying.
I'm going to honestly say I don't have one of those.
Yeah.
I just have my folder is just marked sex! Nice. It's capital letters.
Categories, like,
exclamation points.
Yeah.
Surely you should have like categories like Asian or anime or...
Well, I tend to stick with the PornTube, YouPorn.
Okay.
You know, where you basically get everything in one big wad.
Yeah.
So I don't need to really go, I don't really need to go searching too far outside of those sites for what I want.
Okay.
My folders are DS, which one of the subfolders is collars. manga, which one of the subfolders is hentai and yaoi.
Okay.
That's regular porn with a subfolder of gay and then just some other random sites and then furry and yif.
Ah, I see. So they're not under the... there are subfolders of gay then?
No, gay... No, I've got gay as a subfolder of porn. I need to organize this, basically.
Okay, yeah, because it's very ambiguous how...
Yeah.
Does it go under orgy, or does it go under gangbang?
What I have, let me see. Actually, I've got two, I only have two in gay, because, you know, I had to redo my operating system about 3 months ago. Yeah, maybe about 2 months ago. Yeah. So I lost a lot of my links, but I was like, I don't care, because I get to go find new stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so in the gay folder, all I have is gay anal fisting and fist fucking at the Red Hanky Society hardcore handballing. Unbelievable fist fucking action.
Ow.
Okay.
So, those are my two gay sites that I have here. Doesn't mean I'm not looking at other things. That's just what I have here.
Yeah, it's not, you haven't found anything that floats your boat enough to bookmark.
Exactly. The fisting is like the epitome of the gay porn for me.
Okay.
In the pyramid of gay porn,
fisting is on top.
Yeah, the little twinks kissing is at the bottom, you know, and you know, rubbing each other and things like that. And then, you know, maybe the blowjobs, and then maybe the hardcore fucking, and then maybe, you know,
German
gangbangs in a sling. Oh. Yeah, and you know, which obviously goes in with the German. And
German
and
usually is what Brown can do for you.
That's so wrong.
Hey, you talk to the Germans about it.
Germans. Oh, boy.
Those wacky Germans.
Yeah.
Ma, if you made a German Scheisse film, you tell me, right?
Actually, do you see a lot of Germans in your neck of the woods? Because when I was in New Zealand, the place was, like, crawling with German tourists. It was crazy.
Yeah. The place where I work, there's a lot of foreigners, basically.
Okay.
So there's, like, a German... quarter, I guess, of the company.
Okay.
Yeah, quite a few of them.
Cool. But have you seen the video that I sent yet?
Still loading.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to try something different then.
Yeah, you might want to... But I can see, like, all the pictures are loading, so they're, like, thumbnails.
Okay, so you get the gist, which is basically where...
Yeah, it's like... what is that called? The Turkish pancakes? Is that the one? Turkish omelette, sorry.
I don't know.
I've heard that term.
No one knows what that is.
Educate us.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this one actually is these women who, you know, make smoothies, usually with a banana, where they lick the banana suggestively and, you know, lick the cherries and they, you know, fondle the fruit and everything, and then they make a smoothie.
Yep.
Yeah. And then they kind of, like, lay back or, you know, kind of, like, up on their shoulders with their, you know, their ass and everything in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody puts a speculum in. Sometimes them, sometimes
a monkey.
Yeah, right. uses a speculum to open them up and pours the smoothie into their vagina.
Okay. And this is legal? And this is legal everywhere, right?
I can't imagine why not. I mean, it'll give you a yeast infection.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's legal. It's just you're harming yourself.
Oh, no, I could see it being illegal in Indonesia, but there's a lot of things that are illegal in Indonesia.
Yeah.
I mean, spitting, breathing, existing.
Yeah. With this, so what they do is they'll flip over and then squirt out the smoothie into a glass and drink it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Right?
It's like drinking from the cow's teeth.
Yeah, you don't ever catch me ever being like, hey, baby, you want a vagina smoothie? That'll never, ever happen. But if it did, my work little boyfriend would love it.
Because he's the one that found the site.
Yeah. The partner site is asssmoothie.com.
No. Right? No, yeah.
Yeah.
Human centipede.
Right. Thank you. I'll do some things.
Yeah. There's a lot of lines.
That's off my list.
There's a pancake mix there. No pancake mix whatsoever.
It's a very fine line.
Right. The vagina smoothie, I would be 1,000 times more likely to do, I think, than the ass smoothie.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ass is just rather It's very unclean.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very, very acid.
Mmm, yeah. This smells like this tastes like strawberry, bananas, and ass.
Yum.
Yeah.
This may be my favorite episode so far.
What was it? There was a movie. It was a David Arquette movie called Ready to Rumble, and he wants to go get a new smoothie. So he basically sticks his hand in his ass and goes over to the guy and says, "This smells like ass." So he's holding him the Slurpee to him. It's like, "Oh yeah, it does. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get you a new
one." Nice. Wasn't that in Mallrats as well?
Oh yeah, that was the one where he shakes his hand. Yeah.
Mallrats.
Yeah. No, it was chocolate covered pretzels.
Right. Yeah.
I've watched Mallrats several times.
Yeah, I think we've all watched Mallrats a few too often times.
Too many times.
Yeah, in fact, he's got a new show. Jason Lee.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Memphis Blues, where he plays a.
I don't know my name is Earl. That's
been canceled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He plays a cop in Memphis. The twist in this particular one is he moonlights as an Elvis impersonator.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
In fact, there's some kind of Elvis
thing. It's so weird that he went to white trash, because he was never not in any of the Kevin Smith movies.
No, but what's really interesting is that he's got a really good Southern accent, even though he was born in Orange County. He was born in California.
Okay.
But has got a really, really good Southern accent.
He does it well. He totally does it well.
This accent's not nearly as kind of white trashy. It's kind of like Earl, but not as white trashy.
Okay, so it's your turn, then. We discussed space.
Yeah, it's your time to link us.
Okay, let's see. What else do I have? Actually, that S smoothie thing reminded me of not exactly a link, but a movie. One of the animes I have. Where it's basically... I'm not sure if I've described it to you guys before, but... So you have like the usual tentacle monster and female being entangled, right?
Right.
So what happens is one of the tentacles, the main ones, goes up the vagina, and then another one goes up the anus. And then it keeps on going until it goes to the stomach.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
And then ejaculates there.
Okay.
And then she basically throws up semen.
Because
of all the semen in the stomach from the reverse. And then it keeps on going until ejaculates in her mouth, but from the other way kind of thing.
Okay.
And hold on. I can probably link you guys, but...
Okay.
It's...
You know, actually, you might know, there's a movie I saw, like, a long, long time ago, and it had a tentacle monster, but I think it was, like, a huge tentacle monster. Like, it didn't end up fucking anyone.
Yeah.
But there's a scene with, a demon that was flying with a woman over the scene of this tentacle monster, and he was fucking her, but he had, like, his cock was made of, like, three shafts.
Mm-hmm.
That were kind of moving in and out at the same time.
Nice.
Does that ring a bell at all?
Is it Japanese? I mean, is it Japanese?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it like a long, long time ago.
Okay.
It's an old one. But it's like the three are kind of like... it's hard to describe. Okay, I just didn't know. I didn't know if you would know it right off.
No.
Because I've been looking for it.
Yeah. It's weird. Anyway, the one that I mentioned was called Dorei Maid. It's basically... Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's spelled the same way in English.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
I can usually find the Japanese.
Downloads. Where is it? Yeah. Dorei Maid, as in housemaid.
Okay, let me see.
I'm pretty sure if you Googled that.
I've got pictures from it. Got downloads. Let me see if I can find it streaming.
That'd be really interesting. Well, they have bits and pieces on the like YouPorn and stuff. It would be interesting to find like a place that actually streams.
So, you know, actually, I did find one place, but they were very limited. I think all that goes to, like, copyright and everything.
Right.
But I'm writing this down. Because I'll be spending some time.
Yeah, see, that's the bad thing. I don't really want to torrent anything. I just want to watch it.
Yeah.
You know? Because I'm the type of person, like I've said before, I'm the type of person that if I enjoy it, after seeing it, I'll go and buy it.
Okay.
Well, you can download the torrent, burn it into a disc, and then you still... I'm broke. I have no money, so I do what I have to
we
do.
We do not... We at Kinky and the Geek does not endorse.
No, we would never. That was
no, always
that was
find
joke.
Your stuff on iTunes.
Yeah, that was
iTunes.
My joke.
Yeah.
Or Bing.
For tonight. Or what?
Or Bing.
Bing.
Okay, right on. Yeah.
Just... Yes. Because we always legally order our stuff on iTunes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So I've got... Okay, let me see. I've got some pictures of it. But this isn't...
So it's basically a fantasy genre kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, all the links I have are torrents.
Okay.
But it's...
Yeah, the pictures look good.
Yeah.
See, this is what I need, totally. I need somebody who knows about some good hentai to tell me what to go look for.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I've seen it. I'm just, my mind's very limited. I mean, it's like the blue girl and Bible black. And
like, yeah, this it gets kind of Bible blackish towards the end with all the piercings and, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's one that I'm legally acquiring right now.
Yeah, Bible black is, I just think it's so interesting because if you listen to the dub, it says one thing, but if you watch the subtitle, it's completely different.
It was the same way with Cool Devices. It would just be, it would be like two totally different
things. It's like the beginning of the movie shows some people sacrificing someone and chanting. Mm-hmm. If you read the subtitles, they're chanting to Jesus Christ, but if you listen to the, if you listen to the dub, they're sacrificing it to Satan.
Yeah.
It's like, because those are interchangeable.
Yeah, exactly. Someone skimped on translation.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. I'm going to go back and find out how to get that legally.
Yeah, legally acquire that, yes.
I just found it. There you go.
So are you ready for your next one?
Sure.
Alrighty. I hope they'll come through.
You are sending it to him and not Joe.
Joe would be thrilled to death to get it, so...
Okay. Well, we just don't want to sit here for 5 minutes thinking that we're waiting for him.
I don't understand why you haven't gotten that. And this link, Bill, you would like this one, is everythingbut.com.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's another site for my friends at kink.com. And when I say my friends, I mean I spend time with them, but they don't know I exist.
Kink is actually, because they do the...
They do Men in Pain, they do...
They do the wrestling one, too, where it's like the wrestling one, and then whoever wins the end gets to fuck the loser.
Right.
Oh, really?
I've seen that one. What is it called?
Something Victory?
No, it's like Ultimate Victory?
Ultimate...
Submission, something like that. But it's basically, I have come across the male version of it. But I've mainly seen the female one where they have two female wrestlers in the middle of like a mat, and it really is full on like Greco-Roman wrestling, and whoever wins gets to fuck the loser.
Okay. Here's a list of their sites. They've got Device Bondage, which uses all the fancy toys that you find at the grown-up stores, and you don't know exactly how to use them.
Right.
Hogtied, Public Disgrace, where women are kind of humiliated. The Training of O, which is kind of like a slave training thing. Whipped Ass, which is a lesbian. Wired Pussy, which is all about machines and electro.
Mm-hmm.
The Upper Floor, Sex and Submission, that's a pretty good one. Men in Pain, obviously, that's one of my favorites. Divine Bitches, which is another femdom. Everything But TS Seduction, Pissing. They've really done a lot more new ones. Water Bondage, which is intense. I should actually send you that one too.
Water Bondage.
Ultimate Surrender,
yeah. That's the one where it's the
The wrestling?
The wrestling, yeah.
Okay.
It's called Ultimate Surrender.
because the Japanese version is kind of like whoever loses gets, how you say, pretend rape kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of the same thing, but you can kind of tell it's not.
Yeah.
It's more they're having to submit to it, and it's not like they're really.
Yeah.
They're really complaining.
Right. And I'm going to say the water bondage one as well, because that's intense, but that'll be like a later
water bondage
thing.
So I actually came across on Pornhub. They had one of the ones from Public Humiliation where they had a girl who was tied up in a dungeon. It was a dungeon situation, mm-hmm. basically, just letting all the guys.
You know, actually, a lot of those, though, do tend to be very public, though. I mean, they have them, like, out on the sidewalks.
Yeah, I've seen those, but I'm just saying the last one I just saw was one where they were in, it looked very close to a 1750, mm-hmm. or whatever it is.
1763,
the club around here. Same basic setup, that weird... got the roller rack thingy.
Yeah.
And they had her tied up on one of those.
Oh, okay.
And it was a collapsible.
Okay.
So when they did certain things, they were able to drop down to where she wasn't mm-hmm. laying flat. She had her.
Now, were you able to bring up everything back?
No. Still loading. And water bondage, still loading.
Okay, see, what we should do is we should have you on. Like next week to be like to tell us what you thought of all the sites once they loaded.
Or send in my reviews. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We have a website, that would be great actually.
Yeah.
But everythingbet.com is just about everything anal. And it's usually girls getting toys, fists, enemas, mm-hmm. Lots of doctor and nurse play. Lots of lesbian anal craziness.
Okay.
Anal sex, just basic anal sex. It's everything but.
That still gets me though. That.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think I mentioned to Scott Campbell.
Uh-huh.
About the fisting being censored thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So apparently, one of the porn I have,
mm-hmm.
like basically has an orgy scene,
uh-huh.
and like there's double penetration and everything. And mm-hmm. when it gets to like the fisting bit, it gets censored. Like there's a black circle. Yeah. So I was just wondering. I asked like Scott and a few other people. It might be like a director's cut or something. So I thought it was like. What's the difference there? Why are you censoring?
No, because I mean, I'm looking at pictures right now of girls getting fisted.
Not a lot of stuff that gets censored, because I noticed it depends on where it comes from, because there was a lot, used to be you'd find a lot of the Japanese porn.
Yeah.
That once they got into anything that had dealt with insertion,
mm-hmm.
It would blur.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Japanese stuff I first started seeing that came actual from Japan,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the stuff I first saw was all blurred out.
Well, like that Red Hanky Society, I mean, you can see guys with another guy fisting them, like, up to the tricep.
That's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, like playing all up in their innards stuff.
Yeah.
So if that's not censored...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine that much
it is. Yeah, it's got to be a regional thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Because I know, again, in when you get, I don't know if they still do it, but in Playboy in Japan, you'd have the centerfold might be panty-less here,
mm-hmm.
but get over there,
and
she's wearing panties, yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that one, we're striking out, honey, as far as sending them to you, I guess.
Yeah. It's just... Probably write you guys. Yeah, probably save these.
Okay.
Bookmark. Add the book.
Okay. Yeah, because I've got four more.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, this one you've got to see, and this is not porn.
Wow.
But
okay. Is it?
He's so disappointed.
No, this is hilarious. You'll love it.
Is it geek related?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, wait, maybe I didn't. What?
This is the one that I told you about before.
The one on YouTube? The.
It's actually on Logo, which is, it's an American channel, so I don't know if you'll be able to see it.
Yeah, that's the only bad thing. Yeah, it's...
You just never know. Yeah.
I hate that, because, and I know Hulu won't let...
Won't work as well.
Stuff won't work outside the United States, but then the British version of Hulu doesn't work outside of Britain. Oh, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
RuPaul's Drag Race. Maybe I'll just torrent it. I mean, iTunes it.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be... well, what this is it's...
Is it like America's Best Top Model or Next Top Model, but with drag queens?
I think so. I haven't seen the show, because, yeah, I got
The only reason I know about it is because of Ease the Soup.
Well, okay, the story behind this is I was looking all over the place for some video of how to tuck your penis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you're a transsexual... Professionally? Yeah. Pardon?
Professionally, or just like
yeah, like a professional tech job.
Okay.
Which I learned a lot about it. I couldn't find a damn video though. I was totally gonna send a video.
Sabrina Pandora actually did a class, The Final Phantasm.
Okay.
A friend of mine, one of my friends, went to about
how to talk.
Cross-dressing. Mm-hmm. And part of the tucking. And part of the tucking. The hardcore tucking, your balls go into your pelvis cavity.
Oh. Yeah, you push them up in there.
Yeah, I remember that. That's like the what do you call it? Iron egg technique.
I don't know what it's called. Yeah, it's called iron.
That's awesome.
There's a Shaolin, a YouTube video of Shaolin monks practicing the iron egg technique, which is basically retracting your balls.
Uh-huh.
And they, like, you know, pull stuff, drag stuff with your balls to make it, to strengthen it, that way that you have no weakness in that area, so to speak.
That's why they beat those New Zealand warriors at Deadliest Warrior.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I can't remember the name. That was one of them. It was Shaolin Monks versus the Maui. And, okay. It came down to the Shaolin Monks won that battle.
Well, it's the testicular training.
Yes. Actually, it was a lot had to do with the fact that they had a little bit superior weapons. They were dealing with actual metal weapons, where a lot of the weapons are. Oh, they had some really interesting weapons. They actually have this shark tooth club.
Okay.
Wow. Which is basically it's about football.
Uh-huh.
You know, American football, like arrow, mm-hmm. with shark teeth put into it.
Oh, okay.
So it would actually leave the shark teeth.
Now, I did buy a war club when I was there, but the war club is basically about this big, the hitting part.
Right.
I'm holding it up. It's maybe like a foot across and maybe like 6 inches wide,
mm-hmm.
and wood.
Right.
And I bought it to use as a paddle.
they also had a stingray spear.
Mm-hmm.
Where they'll jab, it's basically got three stingray points at the front, and you jab that in to them.
Okay.
So what's the other thing?
Wait, so they don't use the stingray as a shield? Because you can keep the whole shield.
They make that into a purse.
Yeah, that's their purse, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Shaolin monks had these, for what's supposed to be a defensive group, they had these small metal rods that they can like wear on their fingers like rings that spin around. Oh. They can basically just shove it in you and know, because they showed it on the torso where it's like shoving it in the eyes and pulling them out. Jabbing it in the neck. And it's like, I thought the monks were supposed to be kind of peaceful and only fought in defense. Oh, no. It's like, shit.
The one on Screen Wipe?
They talked about it on You Have Been Watching. It was the first episode of You Have Been Watching.
I keep on getting confused, yeah. Yeah. So is that the one, or was there another one? The metal poles?
I think they showed... I'm trying to remember which one. Because at the film fest at Dragon Con, the first time I got to see You Have Been Watching, Ken had put up a piece where it was them watching
the panel watching Deadliest Warrior, and they were just showing clips of it.
Yep.
And I know that was the one where they showed the where it was the Taliban versus the IRA.
Yep. Yeah.
I actually really like that show, and I'm kind of glad I can actually find that on YouTube streaming.
Okay, back on topic.
Okay.
Talking porn here.
Hey, Charlie Booker is visual is porn.
Yeah.
No, now we're talking. I'm sorry, if someone's not crying, it's not porn.
If you haven't watched Charlie Booker, he can make some people cry.
Okay, fair enough.
But he did you guys watch like the bit that he did with porn, or not porn, but sex ed, like the 70s or 80s sex ed, which was, everyone was cringing.
It was.
They were doing like basically naughty television.
Yep.
And he was talking about they couldn't show it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was like explore your body type thing. They showed it on BBC, but they couldn't show it.
Yeah.
Because they weren't part of the watershed. And you'd watch the contestants going, just cringing. So there you go, porn.
Yes.
Okay, back on the porn.
Yeah.
Hey, you're the one that brought up Drag Race.
Hey, I was trying to teach you guys how to tuck cocks.
I like my cock where it is.
But it's a skill.
I don't think that's skill.
Like, hey,
when
dude,
a guy punches you there, you can, like, yeah.
I mean, you're seeing this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it might come up in a conversation, and somebody will be like, wow, really? Like, and be totally impressed because you know how to tuck your cock.
Yeah. There's also, like, what was it? If you tuck it properly, you can make like a reverse cock on the other side. So like it looks like you have your pants backwards, like crisscross.
Okay. Well, actually, one of the techniques that I saw was, after you push your testicles up into your body, you drag it down and underneath, and then tape it to your ass cheeks, basically.
Okay.
And then you can fold because the scrotum's still there, so you can kind of fold the scrotum around and it makes like a vagina.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. So it's like an origami kind of thing.
Right. I think it's a valuable skill.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
You're just sad.
If you ever need to pass, as a girl.
Yeah, ninja assassins.
You would know.
I could tuck everything and I don't think I could pass as a girl.
You'd be a weird looking girl, actually.
It would be like it basically like Dustin Hoffman trying to convince everyone he was female. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, okay. Well, that was my link. It totally didn't come up for you?
It doesn't. Logo. Yeah. Takes a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just actually give you my other links.
Yep. I'll. Yeah.
And if you wanted to, you could actually, we'll put something on the website or send us a recording.
Everyone should be exposed to these.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So my other links were femdombride.com.
Femdombride? Was that?
Why?
Yep. And on the first page, there's a girl giving a guy a head who is in chastity.
Oh, okay. This is a bit quicker because all pictures...
Okay.
That's...
Well, there is one video, but you can see the pictures to see what I'm talking about, where he's like just totally swelling in the chastity.
Yeah.
And looks, miserable.
She's cute.
Yeah.
She's so cute, and the video is like hot. Well, here, I'll play the video for you real quick, because you can see it.
Yeah.
Have I seen her before? Familiar.
Yeah, she is cute. And I love those steel chastity devices. Those are so nice, but they're so freaking expensive. But yeah.
They're not made to size, are they?
They're the steel are usually custom, so you can have them made to size.
Okay.
The plastic ones, like the most popular ones, like the CB2000, CB3000, and the CB6000, they come in different sizes, but it is kind of generic.
Okay.
So like the 2000 is best for smaller boys, and then the 6000 is best for the bigger boys. And there's one called the Curve that's good if you're really big. Are you watching it? Because I can almost hear it.
Either that or just hearing the
feedback.
Yeah.
No, the images are still loading, but like one by one. But
okay.
Yeah. There's like a whole bunch of stuff at the bottom.
Yeah, she kind of looks like she could be Lisa Loeb's sister.
Yeah, very blonde sister.
Yeah.
Very blonde, very dirty sister.
Yeah. Well, we don't know how dirty Lisa Loeb is. She was married. She is married. It was at one point dating or married to a Zappa. So.
Oh no way.
Yeah, Dweezil, I think. Oh, yeah. She was. Okay. See, yeah, at one point she was dating Dweezil Zappa.
Hmm. Well, just because he's a little. Goofy doesn't mean he's kinky.
You never know. He's a Zappa. Yeah. I mean,
runs in the family.
Yeah. I mean, look at Dad.
Yeah.
You know, that. Dad had to be into some weird shit.
Okay, so that was FemDomBride.com, and that was actually thanks to Joe as well.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
My pervy little boy.
No, he's innocent. I don't know what you're talking about. I think you're trying to slander his name.
Right. And then the second to the last one is medicalfemdom.com.
Ooh, medical.
And it's boys getting exams.
Are they like from real doctors though, or real nurses?
No, from hot women dressed as doctors.
Yeah.
Okay. From femdoms.
You know, after the swollen the infected testicle, that's not really much of a turn on. That wouldn't be much of a turn on for me.
Well, I mean, there's like here's a guy getting an exam with a anal hook.
I do believe my the neurologist.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? I don't have my anal hook with me right now, so I'm just going to use my thing. I have to use my finger for the prostate exam. Yeah.
Well, and this isn't even a doctor. Like one of the femdoms looks like a meter maid.
Yeah, supposed to be like prison guard.
I don't know.
But it looks like meter maid, yeah.
Like any uniform will work.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're a meter maid. No, I'm a prison guard. No, I'm not sure. You gave me a ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an interesting one.
It's going to take a while as well. Oh, no.
Yeah, this one seems to be mainly pictures. I mean, there may be links to videos, but.
Yeah, it's mostly pictures.
It has a bunch of. CFNM stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the women are in some weird ass doctor meter maid.
Yeah.
Yes, because everyone knows you need a meter maid if you're gonna use an anal hook.
Exactly.
Living in the law.
I mean, that goes without saying. That should go without saying.
It's
ridiculous.
Yeah. Living dangerously on the law there.
Yeah. You have to be supervised by a member of traffic enforcement if you're going to use an anal hook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which actually, this site, I've got a boy who wants me to use a catheter. So I'm kind of jazzed about that. So I'm all back in that game.
So have you actually seen, I guess, professionally inserted catheter?
I haven't, but I've been watching enough videos. Anytime. That's terrible.
No, I actually have a cat who had urinary tract problems.
Oh, you watched them?
No, I've just seen him with the catheter being very, very pathetic with his catheter.
No, anytime I do anything like that could potentially be dangerous, I do so much research.
Mm-hmm.
And, granted, mostly when you look up putting in a catheter, it's a bunch of guys, perverts.
Yeah.
Catheterizing themselves on X-Tube.
Yeah, okay.
But you still, I try to do research before I do anything.
You would think so, because I did a little bit of that while we're in. You know, I had gone several classes before I got the violet wand.
Yeah.
So I think I have enough knowledge to be dangerous.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that you could really fuck someone up.
Yeah.
So you want to know what you're doing.
I mean, the violet wand is dangerous, but not nearly as dangerous as, I mean, a catheter could go wrong really bad.
Right.
So you can
introduce all kinds of infection and something with sounding.
Oh, yeah.
You have to use,
if you're doing anything, like that, where it's an insertion, especially in an area that's not normally used to
outside influences. But yeah, there are all these, I've got all this medical soap that you put on beforehand to make sure everything's totally sterile, so. Okay, and then my last link is www.theenglishmansion.com. And this one is British.
Thank you. Yes.
It is
the Pearly Motherland.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's something about the British women, I have to say.
Yeah, yeah. It, I love the British, Irish, Scottish accent. I don't know what it is.
Well, and this has Her Rubber Boots, The First Wives Club. They've got all these clips that you can actually download, which is hot. Tranny Sex Sluts, Hung by the Heels and Fucked, Evil Nurse, Glove Sex Galore, Stakeout, Slave Girls and Boys Orgasms, Cell Block Sex, Extensive Medical, and it flips through them. A Naval Thrashing, these are women in like naval uniforms, Mean and Dirty Feet, Tormented on the Post, Rubber Bed Foam, Spunk Countdown.
Spunk Countdown.
Yeah.
That's what's going to be replacing a New Year's Rocking Eve this year.
Spunk Countdown. Yeah, there's the Bukkake Boy box where the guy is locked in the boxes. Apparently, his women squirt all over him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So this is good for just finding all kinds of just anything.
Yeah. Because I've seen one that they have like a pool as opposed to a box.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Probably like, I don't know, 5 years old or something.
Okay.
They still make those.
Well, actually, there's one here on this thing that I loved that I wish I could find, but it's like the website is so huge and so extensive. There's so much to see that it's hard.
Right.
But it was like the Subway Olympics where they had two men whose cocks and balls were tied together and they were doing a tug of war.
Ow.
Right.
Oh. That sounds like fun. Because, yeah, okay. Is it like a whole bunch of stuff, like the a proper Olympics where they have like all sorts of different events, or is it just the one?
Yeah, I think they had to run in ankle cuffs with huge butt plugs in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They had to, I don't remember everything. See if I could find, if I could have found that video, I would have sent that video.
Because that sounds like something I've been looking for quite a while. But it was, I think, American Gladiators, and it might have been an Olympics thing, but it's done like
interesting.
It was like exactly what you described, but
okay.
You know, all these how do you say competitive element to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'll keep an eye out. If I see anything like that, I'll send it your way.
Yes.
Because I do spend some time looking at porn.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Not too much. I don't have a problem. So,
hey, everybody has their hobbies.
I'm still just fascinated with the amount of parody porn there is, and quality parody porn in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, people put a lot of because
the links I had when FetLife was down, they had Big Bang Theory porn, That 70s Show porn.
Wow.
Seinfeld porn and The Office porn.
Yeah.
Okay. Parody. And it's like, and I've seen the Batman, they have the Brady Bunch, the Partridge Family, the Cosby Show.
Yeah, Joseph
Jeffersons,
the Cosby.
Did they have that as well?
Which one?
The Jeffersons?
I'm sure they will at some point.
I don't know, it might exist somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there are several different ones. There's one group that's just, it's like the Office XXX parody, and then there's the Hustler version, which is not this is not Star Trek, this is not the Cosby Show, this ain't the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
So, yeah. The Star Trek one is like someone, where they jack the sets.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because the one scene I've seen is it's like the cryo stuff from the episode with... Khan in the 70s show,
mm-hmm.
the old show, and it was like, okay, either they spent a lot of time watching and copying it, or someone went, where'd they keep it? Oh, yeah. There it is, take it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that could be.
Yeah,
someone has been watching way too many Jack Black films.
Okay, so those were my links. What else have you got?
Let's see. What else do I have? Okay, here's one. I'm not sure if you've got it, but it's... Let's see if it's still there. Yeah, it's still there. Might require registration.
Okay.
Akiba Online. It is. So you want to go to like the fetish section, the section.
Okay.
And I think it still might be there, where it's just one section of, I think they're mainly Japanese, but it's basically animatronic tentacles, so live action tentacles. And the quality, again, somehow, I don't know where they get the money from to produce like these realistic, how you say, like Lord of the Rings type monsters.
Okay.
Yeah. They are insane.
Now I'm seeing just like torrents.
There's like
downloads.
It might be in like the download section.
Okay.
Because I think you have to go to like the adults downloads and then adults and then fetish or something.
Okay. Let's see.
But yeah.
No, I'm not finding that, but I'm finding all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, it's basically, yeah, the fetish site, you might want to tread a bit lightly, because some of them do play with, like, scat, and some of them do involve animals, alive and dead.
Now, is this the one that, I don't remember if you sent this one or if Jay did, but it had the section with the bugs?
The section with the bugs? I think there is, but it's not a section. It's like its own... I mean, a with a bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
Bugs.
No. I want to say that I'm already logged in here. I'm already registered. No, I'm not. But I will be.
Yeah.
Let's see.
But you may have to shoot me this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
To check out.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Well, I'm sure, you know, Alicia's into Asian women much more than I am, so.
Okay. I mean, it's not exactly Asian, but, you know, they have the crossover there, like produced by Japanese. Or Chinese, I think, as well. Yeah.
Huh.
But, oh, there's another interesting one. Is it still there?
I'm totally spending more time here. Registered. It seems kind of like vaguely familiar.
Okay. Yeah, I might have showed it to you before.
The mascot looks like Kathy.
Yeah, it does.
That would be as neurotic as she is in the cartoon. I could actually see her flipping and doing that. Yeah, it's an American. American newspaper comic strip named Kathy, where she's always alone and eating ice cream, and if she's having a bad day, she has to go shoe shopping. It's really, it's like, okay.
Yeah, I think I've seen those. The, like the newspaper comic strips?
Yeah.
Yep, yeah.
Yep, and I'm looking at some of their tags, and some of their tags are amateur bondage, facial. Double penetration, incest, idol,
American Idol porn.
Gross.
What was it?
Pantyhose, peeping porn.
Yeah.
Schoolgirl, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A given. Nurse costume. I don't see mermaid.
But, well, then there can't be any anal hooks.
Right. Apparently, it's not going to be. I don't see anal hooks.
If there are no meter mates, there cannot be any anal
hooks. And I don't see any. I see anal.
Okay.
I don't see anal hooks.
Okay. Well, see, they're playing it safe.
I don't know. With incest?
Yeah, hidden cam. Yeah, when it was mature mother incest.
Yeah. I guess is there like a pregnant one as well? Or?
Surely. There's got to be pregnant.
Yeah, I'm sure there is, yeah.
Huh. Okay, this is one of my new favorite sites. See, you come up with the best stuff. This is why I totally wanted you, because, you know, mostly I wanted to learn.
But these are, like, they're not specific sites, they're, like, specific movies that I thought would be interesting, because it's, like, a whole new section of, like, the genre.
Mm-hmm. Cool. cool. What I'm going to do is, and I don't think that it will let you see all the different things if you're not registered.
Yeah.
So I'm going to log in later.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm going to log in later. I'm going to do really hard research on this. I just want you to know.
Hard research.
Hard research.
As I put up the bunny quotes.
Yeah. I'm just going to have to spend like a really long time on this.
Yeah.
There you go. Good for you.
Deep in thought.
Right.
Yeah.
Thinking and thinking and thinking again.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of play.
Nice.
Like you don't. God.
Although I masturbate. There's no research. I masturbate.
I was trying to be,
What? This is Kinky and the Geek.
I know. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Kinky as well. Where's the...
Well, I tell you what, we're at an hour and seven.
Okay.
Yeah, which is about time to wrap up.
Yeah, do you want to pick this up again next week?
Yeah, sure. I don't...
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, next
week. Yay!
There isn't enough porn with Aston.
Yeah. You want to do it at the same time, or, I mean, the same day, or do you normally...
Yeah, we normally do the same day.
Yeah, if that works for you.
Yeah, sure.
Sweet. Yay, we love you. You're our favorite. One of our favorites.
Yes.
We have lots of favorites.
Yeah, we don't want to alienate too many
people. Yeah.
Yeah, you do have a boy that listens to the...
Right.
Yeah,
outside of people who have, you know...
Yeah, random strangers.
Yeah.
One of those.
Well, and jazz.
Yeah. And jazz,
we love jazz. And, well, we love... I've got some guys that I talk to.
Okay.
We love all of our listeners.
Yes.
You're one of our favorites because, you know, you're a pervert.
Yes. We enjoy our
favorite. Yeah. Although Jasmine, was she the one that suggested Bible Black last week or something?
Yeah, I was actually a little surprised about that. She said something about
is Bible Black considered horror?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, really?
Okay. What else do you know?
It's one of those. It's kind of like Le Blue Girl. It's kind of iconic.
Knows.
Everybody knows it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just on the sheer fact of its just bizarreness.
I don't know. We may have covered something about our sweet, loving Jasmine. I'm just saying.
Well, I remember she gave us that fetish list that one time.
That's true. Yeah, with some creative things.
Yes.
Okay. We need to research this.
Yes.
Not in the same way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Obviously.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
We'll let Aruka research that.
Alrighty. Okay, well, I guess we're going to wrap it up. Do you want to go ahead and pimp yourself? Do you want people to reach you, or would you rather just not ever hear from anyone?
Okay, imdb.com. I think you can find me there.
Nice.
Search for me and, increase my what is it, star status or something?
Nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still there.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah. I think there's... no. There's only one Aston Chi. That's all right.
Okay. What about on Twitter?
Oh,
did you want to get
Aston
better now?
As well. Aston on Twitter and Aston on IMDb.
Yay!
Yes.
Very cool. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me and exposing myself.
Totally, we love it. Yeah, actually, yeah. What are you wearing?
Yeah. Well, it's still winter, so you know, and heating is cheap, so you know.
Oh, come on, just
fully nude.
Give a girl something. Yeah, okay. Give you know. Just I need a pretty much
for
a while.
I'm cockering since it is winter.
Alrighty, and we are kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com. I'm FetLife. KinkyandTheGeek.wordpress.com, Kinky and the Geek on Skype, Kinky and the Geek on Twitter.
And there's also the Cafe Press.
Yeah, KinkyandTheGeek.cafepress.com.
It's been 2 weeks, so it's the little challenge thing is over.
Yeah. I think we're done with that.
Yeah.
You
want to pick us up.
Is there like a...
No, we had a thing kind of like with Chuck versus Mao where he was going to shave his armpit.
Yeah.
I was going to wax
She was going to wax my back if we got enough to get a new mic.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to try something more how you say, incent, like, give something more exciting.
We had a friend who suggested that I should leave people dirty voicemails if they send us money.
Yeah, okay.
Which I'm totally willing to do. I have no issues with that. So I don't know. We may come up with something.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm FleshFine on Twitter, FleshFine.com, FleshFine@gmail.com, and FleshFine on FatLife.
MightyBill on Twitter, MightyBill on FatLife, MYTBill.Bill@gmail.com, and MightyBill.Multiply.com for videos.
Mm-hmm.
Which I still haven't
posted. Not these kinds of videos.
Not these kinds of videos, no.
More is the pity. Alrighty, Hen. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you again so much.
Thank you, guys.
Yay! It was so fun to have you.
Thank you for joining us.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
Not joining us in that way, but joining us in this way.
Other podcasts wouldn't have to explain these things.
I know, but we do.
What does that say?
We're dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
It's a good spanking.
Yay! Alrighty, you guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye. Okay, I just finished recording.